A jury in Wheeling, West Virginia, scheduled to begin deliberations today in the first-of-its-kind civil trial against the tobacco industry. The class-action suit claims that West Virginia's 250,000 smokers might get sick later, so cigarette makers should pay for health monitoring tests now. Jeff Young of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports from Wheeling.
Lawyers filing suit against the four major cigarette makers say the companies should pay for medical screening because smokers are at risk of emphysema and lung cancer, latent diseases they still might get even if they quit smoking. Jurors heard 3 weeks of testimony from medical experts, scientists from Brown and Williamson, Laura Lard, Philip Morris, and R.J. Reynolds, and excerpts from hundreds of company documents in the two-month trial. In closing arguments, plaintiff's attorney Scott Siegel told jurors that the smoker's best chance is with tests that could catch diseases early.
Well, you can't obviously wait until people start developing disease. It's too late. What you have to do is you have to early detect it. That's what you're trying to do, is early detect it.
Siegel's case is basically a product liability suit with medical monitoring as the remedy. Smokers say tobacco companies should pay for monitoring because the companies were negligent and cigarettes are defective products. Defective because the companies could have made cigarettes safer if they'd admitted earlier there was a health problem and cooperated with health officials, as they promised to do in the 50s. Instead, Siegel argues the companies kept their heads in the sand. He quoted a memo from a lawyer for tobacco company Brown and Williamson.
We're not going to do the right thing. If we do the right thing, we might get indicted. It'd be like Ford Pinto. That's why I don't want to adopt doing the right thing. We got to deny, 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 or we're going to get in trouble.
Siegel says that attitude retarded any serious research and development into safer products. But tobacco scientists testified about millions of dollars and years of research into reducing toxins in cigarettes. R.J. Reynolds' lawyer Jeff Furr attacked the health screening the smokers want. Furr focused on the advanced X-ray technology called spiral computed tomography. Spiral CT allows a detailed picture of the chest's interior, and some physicians use it to look for very small tumors that could indicate early lung cancer. But most health groups, including the National Cancer Institute, don't support spiral CT for screening smokers. Furr says that's because there's no conclusive test showing it reduces deaths.
None of them recommend spiral CTs, but you have to show it works. And just saying we think it ought to work does not permit it to be used as mass screening. Plaintiffs have shown no benefit to spiral CTs.
The smoker's attorney says doctors didn't wait for conclusive evidence before using mammograms to screen for breast cancer. He urged jurors to make the same judgment for early testing for smokers. If jurors agree, tobacco companies face paying hundreds of millions of dollars for regular screening of smokers from age 40 for as long as they live. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Young in Wheeling, West Virginia.